to help young people to encounter God, to actually not just know about Him, but to know Him, and to have an experience with Him in a way that is life-changing and that will be with them for their whole lives and their whole existence. I created the International School of Ministry. I actually filmed it. My background's in media and television and production and directing cameras and setting up, every kind of facet of media. And I was also at the same time a children's pastor. We had 1,200 children in our program, and I used media all the time. I was like, there's just like tons of media for elementary age kids. And so I would go through like 50 different videos, and then I would like, okay, this video is great. This will illustrate the point. So to me, media is very, very important. But when I got to the teenage, when the kids graduated from our program, went into the teenagers, they went into young adults, I was like, okay, where's the media? It was like, there's YouTube, okay, there's a bunch of stuff. You can watch some crazy cats, you can watch a bunch of, there's a lot of other stuff out there that's just weird, but there's not a lot of spiritual stuff out there, okay, so we created, I got Chad Daniel, and we created Youth Bites, which is a program for teenagers, and Youth Bites is aired every single Saturday on Daystar. We go all over the world on that program. Cost me $5 million to create that program. And so we created something that was dynamic, that was fun, that was crazy, that was wild, but also had a message. So we really believe in that. And so just so that's my background, that's why I'm going to be using media tonight to try and communicate some things that are really important. I just know I grew up in South Africa. I grew up in a boarding school. That means that your parents send you away. When I was 7 years old, my parents sent me 400 miles away from my home, and they came and saw me every 6 weeks, and then I came back. I had 2 days or 3 days with them, and after 6 weeks, and then after another 6 weeks, we had maybe a 3 or 4 week vacation, and then we're back to school again. So like 7 months a year, I was at school, and about 3 or 4 months a year, I was, I guess, close to 5 months a year, we had vacation. I've grown up in an Anglican. It was an Episcopal background, very traditional type of Christianity, but they didn't know much about the Holy Spirit. They didn't know much about God. They didn't teach almost anything about God. I got saved when I was 12. I was in a stone chapel. It was my first year at high school, and some guy got into the church to preach about Jesus. All right, we normally just had traditional sort of almost like mass. In Africa, we had this high stone chapel that had bats in the ceilings that would go back and forth. And so, you know what? You got the preacher or you got the bats. I mean, which one are you going to watch? All right, we used to watch the bats, okay? So most of the people just watch the heads going back and watching these bats going up and down, and they don't miss each other, and they're pretty amazing to watch them. And so some Sunday night, when the bats were flying up there, some guy got in and preached about Jesus. And I was probably the only kid out of 400 kids that listened. I don't know, maybe there was a few others, but I don't know who they were. And I just remember just like understanding that Jesus had died for my sins, and I understood what salvation was. He didn't have an altar call, because you don't have altar calls in Anglican churches, all right? So he just prayed like a prayer at the end, kind of like I did this morning. And I got genuinely born again. I didn't know what had happened to me. I was like, I asked Jesus in my heart, and I went out into the night, and I had a friend by the name of Ashley Williams, and he was about one of the only other Christians I knew in the school. There was maybe a handful in a school of 400 kids. But I said to this guy, Ashley, I'm like, I knew he was a Christian. I was like, I don't know what just happened to me. I said, I prayed that prayer. I said, I feel such a peace. I've never felt this peace before. And he said to me, you just got born again. And I was like, what does that mean? And he's like, well, let me explain it to you. And I didn't even have a clue. I didn't have the terminology. I didn't know what being a Christian was. I didn't know what, knowing about God was. I knew nothing I was in this sort of traditional school. And but then I began to read the Bible, and the Bible just began to just come alive to me. And then this friend of mine, this one friend of mine, told me about the Holy Spirit. Like, he said, I go to a church, and he told me where it was. It was, you know, we were stuck in boarding school, so you don't go anywhere. You just live there. And he said, my church is down near the coast. And he's like, he says, and they have the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he says, they pray in another language, and they have this gift from God. And my heart was like, hey, I want that, whatever that is. He said, I want, if it's a gift from God and it's the gift of the Holy Spirit, I want that gift. But I didn't have anybody who knew how to tell me how to get it. I didn't know any way to get it. I didn't know how to get it. I didn't have any understanding of the Bible in terms of this topic. So I would just beg God for like hours. I was like, God, I want that gift. I want that gift. I want that gift. And, you know, the only word that God spoke to me is like, he said, time is not ripe. You know, you'll get it. But, you know, it's like he needed to get me into a place. And so at the beginning of the next year, when I just turned 13, I heard of a meeting that was happening in my hometown. I was on vacation. I dragged my unsaved parents to this American singer, and I dragged them into this meeting, and it was wall-to-wall people. This guy was like a very famous singer, and so because I was 13, all the kids were up on the floor, like on the thing. It was wall-to-wall. There was not a single, we broke all the rules of, you know, like today, like fire marshals and all that stuff, which is like, the whole room was just packed wall-to-wall. My parents were at the back. I was at the front. My parents were unsaved. And the guy sang for 4 hours, okay? I'm not going to do that to you tonight. And I'm not going to sing because that's not my gift, all right? And then after it got done, you know, I had my younger brother with me who was completely unsaved. And at the end of the service, they said, we're going to have an altar call. And so I literally jumped up and I ran into the back where they had, you know, people ministering. And I knelt down. And the guy said to me, what do you want? I said, I want the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, my parents were knocking the door down. You know, I just get me out of there. And, you know, he laid hands on me, and God gave me the gift of the Holy Spirit. And from that moment to this day, my life changed. And God has helped me in my walk with God because he gave me a gift from heaven that he had promised. And so that's how I got the Holy Spirit. I had to seek God for 6 months. I had to fight. I had to go. And when I came out of there, my parents, you know, were just like, they were just like trying to get me to stop this whole thing. And, you know, I know what it's like to try and live as a Christian in an environment where people don't accept what you're doing. But at the same time, my relationship with God has been unbelievable. I've traveled all over the world. I've been used by God to touch many, many nations. And I can say that if you serve God, it'll be the greatest experience you'll ever have, the greatest adventure, and the greatest fun that you'll ever have if you learn to know his joy, his life, and his power. So I lay that as a context because what I want to do tonight is I want to unfold to you what this gift is, and I want to give you guys the opportunity, if you want it, to receive it, okay? I will lay it all out. There will be absolutely no compulsion for anybody to receive the Holy Spirit, but anybody who wants it has the ability tonight. You have the ability to get it and receive it. And that includes the adults, okay? Because, you know, there's many people that have had varying experiences, but one of the gifts that God's given me, maybe because of all that I went through, is that he's given me the ability to pray for other people and to see them receive the Holy Spirit. I don't know. Other people I know have the gift to pray for people who are sick and they get healed. And other people I know have other kinds of gifts, all right? Some people can sing. Some people can do all kinds of things. But when God gives you a gift, you try and use it the most that you can. And so I believe anybody who wants the gift of the Holy Spirit tonight is going to receive it. All right, so I'm just laying that down as a foundation here. Now, I want to start with a scripture. I'm not sure if we're going to get it up on the screen here. When Jesus died, all right, you all know the story of the cross, and he was in the grave for 3 days, and then he came out of the grave. Then he was about 40 days. He was with his disciples. He was all over the place. All right, and many of his disciples got to see him, and as he came to the end of that time, He was going back up to heaven. He had his disciples there. And you would have thought Jesus said, okay, I've died for your sins. Everything's cool. Go out, tell people about me and get them, you know, to accept me, all right? But Jesus doesn't do that, all right? He says to these disciples, I don't want you going anywhere. You go one place. He says, go back to Jerusalem. And we've actually been in the place where we believe this happened. It's the upper room. It's in Jerusalem. When my wife walked into the into this room, it's a massive, massive room. She actually, we walked in the back, the wrong door. We walked in from the exit, so we didn't know what it was. And as she walked in the door, she could hear the sounds of different languages of people's. It was a spiritual experience. It was an amazing experience. And they say that this is the upper room where the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, all right? Now, Jesus said, don't go anywhere. He says, you need to wait until you receive this gift from the Father, all right? Now, I'm just going to read the scripture to you. It's from Acts chapter 1, and this is right now before he's about to go up to heaven. Jesus is now speaking to his disciples. All right, this is what he says. He says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Okay, I want everybody to say the word promise. All right? He's speaking about a promise. All right? And it's not a promise from man, and it's not a promise from anybody else. It's the promise of the Father. All right? He said, which he said, you've heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you'll be baptized. You should be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it's not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power. Everybody say the word power. Power, all right? When the Holy Spirit's come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, all right? So there were two things that Jesus says here. He says, you shall wait for the promise of the Father, all right? Now, the gift of the Holy Spirit was promised by the Father. It's not a gift that just sort of like, oh, God, maybe I'm going to give it to you. The Bible says that the Father, he promised this himself. This was something which the Father promised to the church, all right, and to every person who believes. It's a promise that God has promised to every one of us. Now, I'm going to just take out $20 here, all right? Now, I want to ask you, who does this money belong to right now? It's mine, right? Hey, it's not a trick question. I just took out of my pocket. It's all right. It's my money, all right? I just got this money. It's my own money. It's $20, all right? You can do quite a lot with it. Not so much as you used to be able to, but you can do something with it, all right? $20, all right? Now, I'm going to promise this to somebody, all right? So I'm going to promise it, all right? The guy with the orange thing, I think, is it TCC, something like S? All right, I'm promising it to you, all right? So now, who does this belong to? Not a trick question. I just promised it to somebody, all right? It's his, all right? Because I promised it to him, but I still got it, all right? I still have it. It's in my hands, but it really belongs to him because I promised it to him, all right? It's now gone from my pocket. It's gone. It's not going to be mine anymore because I've promised it to somebody. But he is sitting in his chair, all right? So if you want the $20, all right, you're going to have to come and get it. All right, you can sit there and you don't have to get it at all, and you don't have to get it. But if you want it, you can come and just grab it. It's up to you. All right, $20. You didn't have to do anything. Didn't have to do any work. Just like, all right. So, all right, and so he's gonna have, even though it's in my hands. All right, and you came and you took it out. All right, it's yours. Okay, you can have it. All right, now. There's a principle in this is that even though God's promised it, you have to reach out and receive it, all right? You have to take it in. You have to reach out to the promise that God's given, and you have to receive the Holy Spirit. And that promise can be there your whole life, and you can never take advantage of it, and you can never reach out and grab it, all right? He had to leave his seat. He had to reach out. He had to take it because I had promised it to him. When God has made a promise to you, that now belongs to you. It's a gift that God has promised to give you. But you still have to receive it if you want to partake in it, if you want to be able to use it, you want to be able to, you know, spend it in his situation, all right? So Jesus said, number one, this gift was promised by the Father. So it's not like some arbitrary thing that, oh, a few people who pray hard enough, they get it, and the people, this was promised to all of us. It's just that not all of us reach out and receive it, all right? And the second thing Jesus said is that you shall receive power when you receive this gift. Now, it's very tough to live as a Christian in this age, in the generation that we live in, with all the stuff that's going on. It is, you know, a difficult environment to be a strong Christian and to have faith and to walk with God. It is difficult. I'm not going to deny that, all right? And that's why you need power. That's why you need the power of God. That's why you need to experience the power of God, all right? I've seen situations where the power of God has touched people. I've watched blind eyes get opened. I've watched that video in the back there. You'll see a person blind, you know, that gets healed. You'll see a person who's deaf and mute from birth, never spoke in their life, able to speak. And I've watched crippled people get out of wheelchairs and run in front of thousands of people. I've watched God do miracles and signs and wonders. I filmed them. I'm a TV producer that's trained in journalism. I filmed these. I've documented them. God's power is real, and it can really transform and help people and change lives. But we need power in order to exist in this world and to make it with the friends and the peer pressure and all the stuff that's going on. We need power from God to help us through. And Jesus said, this gift will give you, it's a promise from the Father, and it will give you power to be able to do what God wants you to do in this world and to survive all the stuff that goes on, all right? So with this gift, it's a promise, and God promises to give you power. And Jesus, that's why he said to his disciples, don't go anywhere, get the power first, then go and do something for me, because without the power, you're going to fail, all right? And many people I know who receive the gift of the Holy Spirit end up making it in their lives, and other people who don't receive the Holy Spirit, many times they don't last in their faith. So the power of God is not something optional. It's something important. All right, now we're going to go to our first video here in a moment here. You must understand that the origins of this gift goes right back to the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. There was a guy called John the Baptist. And so you must understand what the Holy Spirit gift is. John the Baptist, if many of you know, he stood in a river of water. It was the Jordan River. In fact, we've been to Israel. We've been to the Jordan River. We've actually been to the place where Jesus actually was baptizing, that they say he was. And, you know, a person stands in the water, and John the Baptist would stay there. People would come down into the river, and then they would be immersed into that river, and they would come out of the water, and they would be baptized in water, all right? How many of you have been water baptized? Anybody been water baptized? All right, it's an immersion into the water and coming out of the water, all right? Now, the Bible says that Jesus is standing in a river of the Holy Spirit, and what this experience is, we're going to watch right now the baptism of Jesus. When he came out of the water, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove, but the Bible says now Jesus stands in a river of the Holy Spirit, and what he does is he takes you as you are now, and he immerses you into the river of the Holy Spirit. And that's what releases the power of God into your life. So let's watch the first video. Let's see if it works and comes up on the screen.
Repent. Turn from your sins, all of you.
How can we rid the nation of all its wickedness?
Begin with your own heart. Start here. I baptize with water. But there is one who is coming after me who is far more powerful than I am.
Can you mean?
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Who are you?
Are you the Messiah?
We have to take an answer back to the authorities.
Am I God's Holy One to save all the people? No! I am not the Messiah, nor do I dream that I am anything but this, the voice of one crying, make a way in the desert, prepare a straight path for the Lord who is coming.
God who takes away the sin of the world. I should be baptized by you. Are you coming to me?
John. John. When we were children, we played by this river. Our mothers called and we ran to them. We followed them. Another call. My Father in heaven, that I must follow.
You are my beloved son. I delight in you. My beloved son. This is my beloved son.
And the Bible says the Holy Spirit came down like a dove on Jesus. But John the Baptist, at the beginning of his ministry, this is before Jesus did any miracles, he said, I baptize you into a river of water, but he, Jesus, will baptize you into a river of the Holy Spirit. All right? And after Jesus came out of the water and the Holy Spirit came upon him, that's when he started doing miracles. That's when he started doing all the work of his ministry. He did not happen until after this experience. And so when the Holy Spirit, when God baptizes you into the baptism, when Jesus baptizes you into the Holy Spirit, what happens is God gives you power for the next level. Now, I want to just say this, that, you know, God wants the Holy Spirit inside of you because Jesus actually talked about the Holy Spirit coming out of us like a river, all right, that he wanted to put the Holy Spirit inside of us and that we would be like a river of his Spirit that would flow out through us, out to the world, all right? And he talked about this back in, I won't read the scripture, but he spoke about this in the Gospels, and this is John chapter 7. He says, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, who those believing in him would receive. The Holy Spirit was not yet given. Jesus was not yet glorified. So God wants to put the Holy Spirit in you like a river. Then it needs to flow out of you to touch other people and to be a source of God's power to the world. All right. Now, I'm just going to give you the three conditions to receive the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, the first one, we're going to watch a video by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's one of my favorite videos. It's really cool. And it's called Dive. All right. Now, when I refer to this thing, I refer back to the book of Ezekiel. In the book of Ezekiel, God shows Ezekiel like what's going to happen in the end times. Now, we've been in Jerusalem. If you go to the east gate of Jerusalem, you'll find that there's a gate that's been walled up. The Muslims heard that Jesus is going to come back through that gate. He's supposed to come down on the Mount of Olives. He's going to cross the Kidron Valley, and he's supposed to come into that gate. And there's going to be a new temple that's built in Jerusalem. And the Muslims walled up that gate so that nobody can go in through it. All right. Now, what the scriptures say is that when Jesus comes back, when that new temple is built, that there's going to come a massive river out of the bottom of the temple. It's going to come out that east side of Jerusalem. It's going to go down into the valley. There's all these graves that are there, and it's going to flow all the way down to the Dead Sea. All right, the Dead Sea is maybe 20-30 miles away, and this river of water is going to run down. So Ezekiel is prophetically seeing this, what's going to happen on the world when Jesus comes back, and this gates open and this river comes out. And when he sees it, the angel that's showing it to him is telling him, hey, go into that river. Go into that river, all right? This river is like a river of the Spirit of God. Now, I'll just read you what it says about it. It says, and when the man went out to the east, this was the angel that was showing it to him, with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. He brought me through the waters, and the water came up to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. He measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000. It was a river I could not cross. The water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that cannot be crossed. And he said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a great multitude of fish because these waters go there, and they'll be healed, and everything will live where the river goes. Now, the Dead Sea, if you go right now, it's salt. It's like if you go and if you've got a sore on you, it'll burn. There's not a single living thing in the Dead Sea. It's like acid. Literally, you think it's water, you float on top of it, and it's like acid. It's unbelievable. And you go in there, if like you have a cut or something on your body, you're gonna have pain. All right. You don't try and go under the water and get it in your eyes or anything like that. All right. It's pretty deadly. But this river is going to flow, and it's going to completely heal all those waters, and they're going to be filled with fish. Now, what this angel says to Ezekiel, now go up to you, go into the water. He goes to his ankles, he goes to his knees, he goes to his waist, and then he goes over his head, all right? And that's very much where Christians are. Some Christians just want to go to their ankles. Some Christians want to go to their knees. Some go to the waist. When you go into the river completely and go over your head, now the river's carrying you, and you're not the one who's determining where you go. When you're in charge and you're the one's got your feet in the ground, all right? But when you go into the river of God, that river is a river of life. It's a river of power. It's a river of anointing. It's a river of God's blessing. And you need to go to a place where you dive in, all right? Let's watch this video. It's called Dive by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's a very cool video. a great video because it, what Stephen Curtis is saying is, I'm diving in. I want to go deep with the things of God. I want to embrace. I'm going to take a leap of faith, and I want all that God has for me, and I want to dive into the things of His Spirit. It does take a leap of faith that we have to step in them. And that's the first major condition, is that you have to want it. All right? I sought it for 6 months because nobody knew how to give it to me. Nobody knew how to lead me into it. All right? You have to want the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if you want the gift of the Holy Spirit, God can give it to you. He'll give it to anybody who wants it. I've seen young kids. I've seen older kids. I've seen adults. I've seen people who are elderly. I've seen people of the whole spectrum. Whoever is willing and whoever wants the gift of the Holy Spirit, you have to want it. Don't expect God to give it to you if you don't want it. And if you have like a thing, well, I just don't want to get close to God. But if you have a heart that you want to dive in, you want to get close to Him, you want the gift and want all that God has for you, and you want that gift that He promised you, then that's the first condition. And then the second condition is that you just have to ask Him, all right? And that's just a very simple little scripture that Jesus gave. And He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? So when we come now to pray for it, and I'm going to have anybody who wants to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit to come up, and we're going to I'm just going to lead you in a prayer. I'm going to lead you in a prayer to ask Jesus to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. I can't give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the baptizer in the river of the Holy Spirit. He's the one stands in that river. It's simply a prayer that you say, Dear Jesus, I ask you for the promise of the Father. I ask you to baptize me into that river of your Holy Spirit. Then give me the gift that you promised. And it's a simple ask, all right? And you have to ask Him. I'm not going to ask Him for you. You have to ask Him. All right, now I'll agree together with you, and we'll pray and lay hands on you and whatever is necessary in terms of helping you to receive it. But the ask has to come from your own heart, all right? And then the last area, people say, well, you know what, I've got some things in my life that I'm not really happy with, and I need to just fix some things before. You cannot fix anything to make you worthy for the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's no human being on the planet. There's only one condition that you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that is that you've been born again, that you've asked Jesus into your heart as your Savior, and that He's washed your sins with His blood. When He's forgiven you, when He's washed your heart with His blood, that is the only way that you can become righteous to receive the Holy Spirit. It's not by, going through a 10-step program and whatever and trying fixing anything. When you come before God and you say, God, I know I've got things and I've got things that need to be fixed, and I know I've sinned and I've done things wrong, but I ask the blood of Jesus to wash me. The moment that blood washes you, you're worthy. No matter what you've done, where you've been, what's gone on, and so long as you've given your heart to Jesus and made Him Lord of your life. So I will lead those who come to receive the Holy Spirit. We will just lead in a prayer just to confirm that you've given your heart to Jesus, because that's the only condition. You have to be born again before you can receive the Holy Spirit. All right? Now, the difference between being born again and the gift of the Holy Spirit is very simple. All right? The Bible says when you're born again, you're born of the Spirit. It means, it says the Holy Spirit convicts your heart and you become a part of Jesus Christ. You become part of the body of Christ. The Bible says, by one Spirit you're baptized into one body. So when you're born again, the Holy Spirit takes you and baptizes you into Jesus. Now, once you're born again and you want the gift of the Holy Spirit, now Jesus takes you and baptizes you into the Holy Spirit. The one and the work of the Holy Spirit baptizing you into Jesus, but what I'm talking about now, when you become a part of Jesus now, He will baptize you into the Holy Spirit. All right? So that's the last condition that you have to comply with. All right? We're going to watch a final video. This was filmed in Reinhard's ministry. This is the ministry that I worked for, and this is Reinhard Bonnke's work that I really, really love and respect. you're going to watch a crowd of 500,000 people receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I've filmed these mass crusades where people receive the Holy Spirit. And, I mean, it's pretty amazing to see it. This has happened in Nigeria. There were even larger crowds than this, but this is an amazing footage that you're going to see. And you must understand that this gift is for everyone. If God gives it to 500,000 people, he's going to give it to you, all right? You're not like, oh, he gave it to 500,000, but except you. No, this is for everybody, okay? And you got to understand that this gift is for everyone. And I just... We'll just read from Acts chapter 2. It says, but this is what was when the Holy Spirit was first poured out, which is in the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. They were all in that upper room that I told you about, and it says that the Holy Spirit fell on everybody. We'll read that in a moment here. It says, in fact, we'll read it from now. Acts chapter 2, verses 1. It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Spirit, or as the Spirit gave them utterance. So with this gift God gives us, and there was a sign that was given, and it was the gift of praying in another language. All right? Now, on the day of Pentecost, they prayed in languages that people knew, but then God also gave an unknown language that every person who received this gift would have a language that would come from their spirit and would they could pray to the Father. Now, the Bible says you can control almost anything in your life, but there's only one thing that people, human beings have a hard time controlling. It's your tongue, all right? How many of you ever said things you want to take back and you really wish you hadn't sent them, all right? About 100 times a day, all right? And so God knew that in order for us to be able to serve him, he wanted to be able to pray through us, all right? And so the gift of the Holy Spirit, when God gave this gift, he gave us a prayer language. It's a language that comes from God. Now, it doesn't come from your head. It comes from your spirit. All right, but you have to cooperate with God with it. So God will always respect your free will. God will never violate you. He'll never force you to do anything. He's not going to ever make you do something that you don't want to do. God respects free will. So what happens with the gift of the Holy Spirit when he gives you a prayer language is that it says that they began to speak as the Holy Spirit gave them the words. So it's a work that you have to actually start. So when God gives this gift to you, it'll come into your spirit, and then you'll begin to open your mouth. And I'm just going to tell you that the very first sounds that you make are not coming from God, most likely. They're probably going to come from you. You open your mouth and start to make a sound. It cannot be a language you understand. Because as soon as you make a language you understand, your brain gets involved. And this is not coming from your brain. It's coming from God and from your spirit. So you just have to start to make a sound. And as you make that sound, God will turn it into a language. All right? The first sound comes from you. And it may sound like, what am I saying? This sounds like crazy. I'm just gibberish or whatever. No. Just start to make a sound. And then suddenly the language will come like a river out of your spirit. Sometimes it'll just be one sound. Sometimes it'll just be a sentence. It'll be just a few words. It comes in different ways to different people. But a language begins to come from your spirit, and you begin to start to make a sound, and then your tongue will want to move, and you just let that language come out. Here you're going to see 500,000 people receive that and start to pray in another language, and you'll just hear what it sounds like. It's pretty amazing. Let's go to the final video, which is called Let Your Spirit Fall. This is in Nigeria. 500,000 people receive the Holy Spirit.
Every hungry heart, he
So that's a crowd of 500,000 people receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I've watched crowds like that in Africa, in the hundreds of thousands, receive this gift. And I know the Bible says, in the last days, God said, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. This promise is for every person who wants it. And God wants to give it to his church. He wants it to give it to every believer. But he'll never force it on anybody. So with that, I'm just going to ask, let's just close our eyes for a moment here. And I'm going to ask just every person to examine their heart. And I don't know, you know, how many of you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, how many of you haven't received it. I'm going to ask anybody who has not received it, or anybody who doesn't want to receive it, or you know, I just ask you to be respectful to those people who do. All right, we want God's Spirit to have free reign tonight. We want Him to touch people, because many of you have had woundings and things that have happened in your life, and you need a touch from God. You need the gift of the Father. You need the promise of the Father, and you need this gift tonight. So I want to just ask, is there anybody here tonight that you want to pray and have me lead you in a prayer to receive the Holy Spirit? If anybody here that wants that gift tonight, and just raise up your hand. I see your hand. Anybody else? It's for everybody. Anybody who wants it. Just raise up your hand for a moment. You can put it right back down again. Anybody else that has not? I'm just going to ask you just to examine your hearts. If you want this gift tonight, I'm going to be honored to pray with you. This is one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave me. And the Bible says it's an eternal gift. 100 billion years from now, you'll never lose this gift. This gift will be with you for all eternity. All right. So what I'm going to do is ask anybody who wants to receive, if you can just come up front here, and we're going to pray together. If you want to receive, just step out of the aisle and just come and join us up front. And we're going to pray for anybody who wants to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit tonight. Just come forward. Yeah, praise God. All right. Anybody else? You can come up, even younger. I think you're 6 years old. That's fine. It's for young and old alike. The only issue is your heart, is whether you want it or not. All right. And you know, at the end of the day, when you stand before God, your friends aren't going to be around. All right. It's between you and Him. All right. And your life is your life. And I just don't want anybody to be impacted or in any way affected that what anybody thinks about your life, because it's between you and God, all right? There's only a few times in your life that you have opportunities to do things. There's a few times when the Holy Spirit's presence is there, when it's clear, when God makes it understandable, and that's what you guys have responded to. So I'm just going to give one last chance. If there's anybody else that wants to join these ones up front here, you're welcome to come and join us. And even while we start to pray, you're welcome just to come up and join us. Even adults, it doesn't make young, old, or in between. All right. Okay, so we're going to pray, and I just ask for everybody else to be respectful, all right, of us praying now. And I'm going to lead you, first of all, in a prayer of salvation, just to make sure that your sins are forgiven. The only condition is that your sins are forgiven, that you're washed with the blood of Jesus. Don't think of anything you've ever done or whatever does make any difference. The blood of Jesus is the only thing you can rely on. When he's forgiven you, it's finished. It's forgiven, all right? And then I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and you're going to ask Jesus to immerse you in that river of the Holy Spirit, all right? Now, I'm going to have you just raise your hands when you do that, and I want you just to reach out, just like he did to reach out to get the 20 bucks. You just reach out to receive from God that gift and allow Jesus to immerse you in that river. And then as you receive that, then just begin to start to make a sound, all right? And I'll be maybe praying in a language, and you may want to copy mine just to start, or just start, just make up a sound, just start to move your mouth. You must move your mouth, move your lips, but it must not be a language you understand. That's the only condition. Just start to make a sound, and as you do it, God will begin to fill your mouth and give you a new language. He's the one who does that. I don't do that. But the first step is you, all right? And it sounds weird and it feels weird, and you may have never done it. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, it says, you know, that other people may think you're crazy because, you know, it's like it's not normal, all right? But this is a gift from God. And 1 Corinthians says these words. It says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. No one understands him, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." All right? And so these are mysteries. The Holy Spirit will pray. And there'll be many times that you don't know what to pray. You lie in bed and you're like, "I don't know how to pray for my aunt who's got cancer. I don't know how to pray for this." And you won't know how to pray. But then you just say, "Lord, just pray through me." And that language will come. And the more you use that language, the better and stronger and the more powerful it becomes. And that language, God will sometimes now give you interpretation as to what that language means and what you're actually praying. But many times he just won't. And I know when I pray in that language, I don't know sometimes what I'm praying for, but I know something is important that I'm praying. And that language, the more you use it, the more stronger your whole walk with God's going to get. Amen? All right, are you ready? So I just want those who are behind just to agree together up front, and let's believe God for him to for everyone here to receive it. So let's close your eyes and let's just pray a simple sinner's prayer. Say, "Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that you sent him to the world. He was born as a child. He grew up to be a man. And he went to a cross. He died a horrible death for my sins, for my salvation. I believe he rose from the dead and he's alive right now, and that he shed his blood for my sins so that I could be forgiven. I believe that he's alive right now and he's here in this place. Dear Jesus, forgive my sins. Wash my heart with your blood. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. I thank you, Jesus, for the promise of the Father, the promise of the Holy Spirit. I ask you now, baptize me into the river of your love, of your power, of your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and with your fire. I reach out right now and I receive it." I want you just to raise up your hands, just reach out to, just receive it. I receive this gift from the Father. Immerse me, Jesus. Fill me with your Spirit. Baptize me now. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it now. I receive it now. Just begin to open your mouth and just begin to start to make a sound. God will start to give you words. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to pray for some of you. Thank you, Lord. I just pray. Immerse me in the roof of your Spirit. Just begin to open your mouth and begin to start to move your lips. Start to make a sound. That's it. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Speak it out, speak it out, speak it out, speak it out. God will fill your heart with joy. He'll fill your heart with peace. Baptize him in the Holy Spirit. Baptize him in the Holy Spirit. Immerse him, Father. Just begin to open your mouth. Just begin to start to make a sound. Just begin to start to make a sound. Just begin to start to make a sound. Open your lips and you make the first sound. Just begin to speak it. Begin to speak it. Begin to speak it. Begin to speak it. Thank you, Jesus. Baptize her in the Holy Spirit. Baptize her in the river of your fire. Baptize her, Father. Immerse her. Just begin to open your mouth. You start to make the first sounds by faith. You start to open your mouth. Start to make a sound. Move your lips and begin to make a sound. Shandarama sandara. You can copy mine. Shandarama sandara. Kandarama shandara. Start to make a sound. This first step comes from you. It's a step of faith. Shandakarama shandarama shandara. Begin to speak it out. 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 Shandakida mashamala masana. Speak it out. Speak it out. That's it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Begin to speak it out. Lord, immerse in the river of the Holy Spirit. Baptize her. Immerse in the river of the Holy Spirit. Give her the gift of the Holy Spirit. Baptize her, Lord, right in the gift of the Holy Spirit right now. Just begin to open your mouth. Start to make a sound. Shandakita Masana. That's it. That's it. Speak it out. Speak it out. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Speak it out. 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 That's it. That's it. Shandakita Mashandakata 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 Mashamana Mashamana Mash. Lord, baptize these young kids, Father, in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Baptize them. The river of your love, Father, baptize them. Begin to open your mouth. Just begin to make a sound. Shandakara Masanda. You can copy my Sandakira. Shandakira Masandara Masandara Kandara Masha. Begin to open your mouth. Just move your mouth. Start to make a sound. That's it. Speak it out. Speak it out. That's it. That's it. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. That's it. Let it come. Let it come. Sandarakanamasha. That's it. Speak it out. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to open your mouth. Receive it from the God. That's it. Speak it out. Speak it out. That's it. Just speak it out. Let it come. Shandakiramashandaramasana. That's it. Thank you. That's it. Speak it out. That's it. You got it. You got it. Start to speak it. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Let the Holy Spirit come. Fill you with it. Baptize him in the Holy Spirit. Lord, baptize him, Lord Jesus. Baptize him. Baptize her in the Holy Spirit. Jesus, baptize. Just begin to open your mouth. Just begin to open your mouth. That's it. Speak it out. Speak it out. That's it. Let it come. That's it. That's it. Let it come. Let it come. Yes, Lord, immerse her. Immerse in the river of your power. Immerse in the river of your power. Immerse in the river of your power. That's it. Let it come. That's it. Lord, baptize in the Holy Spirit. Baptize in the Holy Spirit. That's it. Let it come. Let it come. That's it. Let God fill you with His Spirit. Let God fill you with His power. Let God fill you with His power. That's it. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Speak it out. Begin to speak it out. Lord, immerse him in the river of the fire. The power of God. Immerse him in the river. That's it. That's it. That's it. Let it come. Speak it out. 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 That's it. Speak it out. Shandakita Masandara Masham. Shandakita Masham. Let it come. Start to speak it out. Speak it out. Shandakita Masham. Handara Mashandakita Mashamadam. That's it. Speak it out. Speak it out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Baptize in the river of your love, in the river of your power. Handara Mashandakita Mashandakita Masham. Handara Masham. That's it. Speak it out. Unintentionally. Speak it out in faith. Speak it out in faith. Speak it out in faith. Baptize her in the river of fire, Lord Jesus. Shandakita Mashandakita Mashandakata Mashamadama. That's it. Speak it out. Speak it out. That's it. Let it come. Let it come. Shandakita Mashandakata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Fill him with your power. Fill him with your life. God, give him an encounter with your spirit. Encounter with your power right now, tonight, Father. Shandakita Mashandakita Mashandakata Mashandakata. That's it. Speak it out. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Just lift up your hands. Just breathe in and receive. Just breathe in and receive. Just lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that your blood washes her clean. Thank you that she's a vessel that you can fill. Immerse her, Lord God. Immerse her in the river of your love. Just begin to speak out as you open your mouth. Just begin to speak out. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Can you lift up your hands? Let's lift them up. Just receive. Just breathe in. That's it. Shandakidama, shandakidama, shandaram. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. Just begin to open your mouth and speak. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and speak. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Just begin to start moving your lips. Start to say some. Just start to make some sounds. That's it. Let it come. Let it come. That's it. You got it. That's it. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come. That's it. That's it. Let it come. That's it. That's it. Let it come. Come on. That's it. Oh. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let it come. Let it come. That's it. All right. We're just going to now, all of us together, on a count of three, I want you to, on purpose, I want you to just all pray in that language.